friends! Welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today. And we're going to talk about all things stationery and fun things in the community. Join us with a drink, and we're going to talk about something new, something we own, and something in our shopping cart. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey April, it's good. We've had the enough technical difficulties to last us a lifetime, and I'm immediately going to knock on wood after saying that because it could be so much worse.
Let's not get there.
I like where we're at now.
I know, this is good. Are you just like slammed at work because kind of in the future and like right now when this episode comes out, it's like the last few days before Christmas, and those
It is prime time for like men blankly staring at all the things we have and being like, ah.
The last minute.
Last like, minute Larry.
Larry's.
But it's it's more hyped up than like Mother's Day and Valentine's Day because, you know, Christmas is like just a big deal for a lot of people.
I'm like waiting to scoop up those like after Christmas deals because this year
you're one of those people.
I am.
You're gonna be that person the day after Christmas being like, hey, this is red, is it on sale?
Kind of like Valentine's Day, this is red as well. Well, here's the thing, this year I'm writing Christmas cards and I'm like sending out almost like 30 greeting cards. Ooh. And I got these greeting cards last year at Michael's like around New Year's. I'm not that bad. Like the next day I was like I was at Michael's like I think like the last week of the year, and then I'm just like, oh, looking around like, oh, these cute little doggo Christmas cards are on sale for like $3. Nice. For 14 cards I might as well
get it. Did you get mine yet?
I did, actually. Oh, I did. Yay. Got your card already, and I feel bad because I haven't sent out any of mine.
I was like, where's April's?
Every year, my card is like essentially like, you know how like there's the greeting part where you start like, say, happy holidays? Mm-hmm. I always add, and happy new year, because I know I'm kind of putting a little buffer. You might get this like in January.
Oh, that's cool. You know, yeah, I like that.
I'm never in a rush to send out Christmas cards because I'm like, I'm not adding to that, you know, overwhelming. If I could send first week of December, I would do it. But then if it's like close to Christmas, I wouldn't even bother. I'll just wait till after and then like send it out as a New Year card.
I like that. I think that's good.
Plus it's so much cards to write. But anyway, speaking of this being holiday season, I want to do a little PSA for those who don't know. Our studio, or, you know, more actually Hank's Diary from our studio, designed an amazing and pretty set of like daily dates, which is a popular like printable concept in Asia.
So like Job's Journal does that too.
Job's Journal did a set of December daily dates. I think Florence had something printables for it as well. Florence from Live Life and Creates. And Hank's Diary, even though belated, released a set of really adorable daily date printables featuring his pastel crayon arts. And I love them. And I like printed them out already. And I'm like using them in my cards and using them in my journals.
Yeah, so I definitely didn't know about this. So I'm like typing it in right now. And if you're looking at the video, I'm having a thing with my whole computer situation. So I'm like, I have my phone propped up on my laptop. So when I'm typing, my hand is like right in your face.
I know, we're seeing your large thumbs. Once I'll show you actually.
Yeah, where are these where are the printables located?
So it's on our studio, and then you have to go into the web shop, and I'm just showing Kelly right now. I already cut some out. And
oh my gosh.
I think it's like one of the things. And this is like, I think he does this. This is the second year in a row that he did like a Christmas theme one. Last year was like full of Christmas trees and it was just so good. And like, I love his pastel crayon style. So you should absolutely get on it.
It kind of reminds me of, which I have right here that we've talked about on Happy Hour before. It reminds me of this style of illustration.
Oh, like the that what is that one? The Midori Animal Life series. Yeah.
It's got that similar the cute little sweater and the little ornaments.
And there, the cheesecake one I used already, but there's like a baked cheesecake. Man. It's really good.
Hot cocoa. I don't mind telling you guys, I am like 1,000% over all the Christmas stuff. Working in retail destroys your soul for Christmas.
The bubble dispersed.
What it is though? It's the music. That's the factor that really is like, we don't even have like bad holiday music. I consider myself lucky that I don't have to listen to like, you know, the kind of quote unquote, I don't want to say traditional, but the annoying ones. Like, we don't have
the
to listen to them, but
it's cold outside, you know, what but I want for Christmas is you, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we do have to, like, kind of cycle through different ones. It's just, you know.
Michael Bublé. Ah. Yeah, so, sorry, I'm that person.
He's fine. But, you know, I'm like, so looking forward to a couple weeks from now. And I get to see April in person.
I know. We get to do our traditional first day of the year journaling thing, which I've hosted for a few years at my house. And then we just, you know, set up our planners. So that was really fun.
Ooh. And wasn't it this year that we did the, was it the mochi donuts and the...
Yeah, we did that sometimes this summer.
That corn dog? Yes. That corn dog place? Was it in the summer?
Yeah, it was around summer, I think so.
Am I mixing that memory up with the New Year's journaling? I didn't go to the New Year's journaling.
You did not come to the New Year's one. Last year, everyone was home. We didn't do a New Year's one last year.
Yeah.
Anyway, super excited for that. But I'm even more super excited with news from Mungujoshi, which is already over at this point. But it has been amazing. And my new item that I wanted to share, actually, you could participate in it even without having gone to Mungujoshi, which is Cute Things from Japan did a collaboration stationery box with Eric Small Things. And it is amazing. It is so good. There's the...
Yeah, and I did see those. Mm-hmm.
There's two boxes, actually. She calls it the stationery set boxes. There's the Cute Things from Japan set, which is more of a blue theme. She calls it the blue box. And you get like this Shachihada ink pad. You get two unique stamps designed by Eric Small Things, some stickers, memo pads, like collaboration with Furukawa Shiko, that company that does amazing paper products, and like Popular Plus washi tape in it. It's a great set. It's like a great... beginner set into stationery too, if you're like actually gifting it to a friend. So that's that box. And the theme for Cute Things from Japan box is like books, there's like some stamps, fountain pen, yarn, just like really everyday little like, you know, analog items. And then the other set is called the Wonderlust set, which reminds me of Esther because her brand Wonderlust by TSL. And then it's actually really fitting to that whole vibe because it's like camping, outdoors, camera. There's like this like kind of, what do you call those pans where you're frying an egg over the fire or something like that.
Yeah.
Cast iron pans. Wow. Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. So super cute set as well. And I chose the Wonderlust set, and yes, I did buy a set from this.
Well, I mean, of course.
Of course I had to. It's so good because I love the two stamps that Eric designed for this box, for the brown box. One of them is like a sketchbook, which I have a lot of, and the other one is like the pen roll, you know.
Yeah, that one's really cute
with like the pens and stuff inside, so I was like, I have that too. So I would like to use that. And
on a side note to this release, maybe you were about to say this, April, that it comes with the well you already mentioned it comes with Shachihata, but it's like from that set of, you know, scarcity limited edition colors.
I know it was the newly introduced, not sure if it'll ever come again. It has its own lid design until it got, you know, put into the normal lineup. starting like this so, year.
Starting right this second. So, you know, and I was like, April, we're not special anymore. Like, because ours have this fancy...
It's got a white, know,
what
like,
even is that? Just, yeah, and instead of having it look like all the other ones, which is like this one here.
The fully colored boxed one. Yeah. Well, it's okay. I'm not mad. I know,
I'm not mad either.
I'm just kind of like, I pre-buy it like at a nice price and I got to enjoy it before everyone else do, like before retails hit. So yeah, that's my new item. Did you not get one? Did you see it?
And
it was just
I saw it. I actually am waiting on a cute things from Japan order. I placed a big one. I did not get one of these. And I think it's because I was like how you said, it seems to be marketed more toward people that maybe want a starter set. And I'm like, I have so much shit. Like.
So the theme didn't even like attract you enough. Like, what if it's like a cherry blossom, like Japanese okashi sort of set theme?
And it kind of is that travel one. It kind of gives me that vibe, like that. I can't see what the washi roll looks like in the in the cute things from Japan one, but it looks like that's calling to me a little bit. And like the travel. Does that say Travel Life Stationery on that stamp? And that's really cute with the Daruma. But, you know, April, I'm not going to lie to everybody and say I'm trying to be a minimalist, because we all know that's not true. But I'm trying to not just like, ooh, that's cute, mine. Which, of course, I did anyway. But I'm just doing less of it.
Because I'm like looking at you and like rethinking my life choices. And I'm like, I want to do that.
It's hard.
I do still want to just grab whatever cute things appear in front of me. But yes. I was in a way trying to be good by not placing the order myself. I like tagged. I tagged onto our friend Sarah's order. But Bungu Joshi just happened, right? And I saw that Mindwave had released a sneak peek. Like, they sneak launched it during Bungu Joshi, the Kotori Machi series. You remember that? The little shopfront series. And they came out with, like, a whole set featuring food trucks. And I'm like, okay, all right. I guess that's it. Cute Things from Japan is going to carry them starting January. And I am going to place my own order then. Then maybe I'll pick up the blue box too.
Are we talking like festival stand food carts, Japan style? Or
there's like one where it's like they're trying to take the Moss Burger concept and like they like change it to like a green truck with like different burgers. And then there's one where like it's like vegetable. It's kind of like a farmer stand sort of thing. So it's more like a market type trucks where they sell things. So there's one I can't really tell because people have been sharing their hauls and it's layered. Like, yeah, I'm just like there with my like, you know, magnifying glass trying to figure out what the design is. But the one was like, I think there's a degree of like pastry desserts, like where they sell like, you know, buns and like the, you know, that chocolate roll that looks like a shell.
Madeline? No,
it's like. It's like a bread that looks like a seashell that's like swirly, and then you pipe like chocolate inside. Anyway,
is it a coronet?
Yeah, no. A coronet sort of something like that. Yeah, yeah. It's so I saw some of that in the photo, and the Kotori Machi hadn't had like a bread shop yet, so I think they had that as one of the concepts. I want all of them. I'm so glad I don't live in Japan.
I know, right? Oh my gosh.
Because I would totally be all over Bungu Joshi Haku. But yeah.
Same.
Nice. So what's your new item this month, this last week,
well,
I guess?
Yeah, I decided to just talk about this thing that everybody's talking about. And I'm going to ask April if she ordered one of these. It's a Sailor Pro Gear Slim. Surprise, I'm talking about another one of those, but it's the Plus collaboration where they release like the pen with the ink and then like a traveler's notebook size notebook, but they market it as A4 divided by 3.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know. The But I think you all know what I'm talking about. There was the blue cherry blossom one. I believe mm-hmm. that they released that this January?
It was this year, for sure, because I got it this year. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this one is very similar, but it's called the Snow Flower.
Mm.
So it's not cherry blossoms. It's just got really pretty snowflakes all over it. It's got a transparent blue body that has sparkles.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that it has this clear with gold sparkle finials.
mm-hmm.
And then there's a snowflake on the finial instead of a an anchor. And then it's got a bunch of gold hardware. The nib has a snowflake on it with little sparkles, little kira kira.
Yes. And there's two versions of it, right?
Like, oh, is there?
There's a silver version. And then there's also the gold version, which I love. Like,
saw that.
the I think one you can get in Ancora, and then one you can order online or something. And then I think the gold version only comes in MF nibs, whilst the silver version comes in like even like Zoom nibs or something like that. Like, you can get more of a variation with the silver one. But I like the gold one more because it kind of has that, like, you know, the way they designed the flakes. It looks like wheels and gears, so I felt like it gives me a little steampunk vibes with the gold one, and I kind of like that. Like, it feels very fantastical. I wanted to compare it to my, like I said, the Sakura one that I got earlier this year, because it kind of has a similar structure. It's also like this blue, slightly transparent pro gear with the screen printing. Like, these will rub off, I think, eventually, I think. But mine's currently sent to Jenna at Custom Nib Studio to get it tuned. Because I don't like MF nibs.
Yeah, it depends. It really depends on the nib.
So that's why I'm not pulling the trigger on the gold one. Because I don't want another one of those MF nibs on my Sailor Pro gear.
I think it's interesting that the gold one, like, all the hardware is gold. And then on the silver one, it's all silver, but, like, the finials are still the transparent. So
everything
gold,
is the same except for the print of the snowflakes.
Silver. The print and, like, the band around the
pin. Right. The band is silver as well, but everything
and
else.
The clip.
Ooh. So a lot is different then. Okay.
but I didn't even notice that until you pointed it out. So yeah. I don't know. And then it comes with what's called Sakusu Buru, which is sucks blue. I don't really know.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's not really honestly, it's kind of a one-note blue, in my opinion. I felt the same way about the pink cherry blossom ink, too. It wasn't really that impressive.
I liked it.
Which is saying something, because I'm an ink freak, as we all know, and I'm like...
You're just so... Right now, you're like just, you know, you got all these influx of Inkmen. You're seeing all these sheens, high shimmer.
It's so nuts.
So when you go back to, like, original ink property, you're like, eh.
You're
not
probably right.
It's,
you know, I've been posting every day, which is I've never done on Instagram before.
I love the ones where you put the pen and the ink on Maya, you know.
Yeah, because she's the best background.
With her furry background, it really shows the color well, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and so she just sits there and let me do it.
I know, that was just amazing. Like, if Cookie is my background for stationery, he would have, like, stood up or, like, jerked around and then, like, break my pen or something like that.
Oh, no.
Anyway, yeah, that's a good new item. So moving on to things we own. I'm like, I can't believe I'm talking about it only just now because I bought it in November. But
to be fair, you did post about it. Didn't you post about it on Instagram and on your YouTube channel?
I did, but I didn't. Yes. Wait. Oh, yeah. I posted on YouTube, like, a week ago, but I didn't really set it up and use it until this week because I was waiting for the final ingredient. So this, what I'm talking about is the Plotter Narrow Size Alicia Wine Leather. It's so...
Which is what I wanted in the Bible size, and they didn't have it at the pen show, but it's fine.
But you got one that you like anyway.
I know.
It's so beautiful. And it has been sitting in a box since I got them. I got them through PoterUSA.com with one of their holiday specials, which is like those bundles that we created for you. And then it also comes, like, if you buy the bundles, you also get like this cool pen sheath thing.
I do so. Like the pen sleeve thing. It's really...
In a green bridal color. So anyway, that's beside the point. Yeah. I was waiting for the final ingredient to make this platter in narrow size work, because you would think, it's so narrow, what do I do in it? So
right.
I was just scrolling on Instagram, looking at inspiration, and then I came across Phyllis's Instagram story, which is where you go if you want to look for something she's selling. Just kidding. So she was like, okay, I'm selling both my Knox narrow size inserts, the monthly and the weekly, 40 ship, like everything, $40 ship. And I'm like, Phyllis, I want them. I want them. Save them for me. And it was like exactly what I needed for the narrow size. So Knox is actually another brand that's also like a sister brand to Plotter. K-N-O-X. Yeah.
Do they do the accordion situation? Are you about to show me that? No.
Oh, no, no, no. I just got the normal refills. The ones where it's like monthly and weekly pages. So they're actually sister brands. So the people who develop Plotter stuff also work on Knox stuff.
Okay.
But Knox is like another different configuration. But the narrow size is like the same. They also actually...
the look of that.
Actually, Knox developed the narrow size for the ring binder system. So I would say Plotter is like the cousin of Knox. Like they, it's really like this specification.
But not the Hobonichi cousin.
Not the Hobonichi cousin. Okay, we're confusing people now. Let's not go down that road. But anyway, I wanted to use my Plotter Narrow as a finance tracker planner notebook for the next year. And I realized I do need a monthly view from Knox, which has it.
Of course.
Like, it's like your typical monthly view. I could have actually gone for the Plotter one too, but you know, Phyllis was selling both at the same time. Yeah. So I was like, I just got that. And I also enjoy their weekly view, which is in vertical form. This one Plotter does not have. So it's kind of like your vertical planners. So I like spent 3 hours last Monday sitting down, and I was like, okay, April, what do you want to figure out about your finance? What do you want to track? What's important to you, and how do you want to approach budgeting and financing for 2022? Serious talk. Sat down, I like used my Plotter A5, like a big space pages, to like plot out the things I want to do. And then like transfer them into the narrow size refills from Plotter, and like to become like key pages, like, you know, at the very first page, so I can know what I want to write in them. I had like a page about my income and the plans for them. I had a page about my spendings, the different type of things I spend, plus color coded, so that on the monthly pages, when I actually jot down my expenses or like subscription types or like auto payments and all that stuff, I can very clearly at a glance see where my money is going. And so on the daily verticals, I literally just kind of like what you do, I just track how much I spend, what it is. And the great thing about having that time block is that you kind of remember when that happened, you know, like kind of like, okay, that expense is very concentrated during lunchtime, or like, you know, late night Amazon shopping trip might not be a good idea for the future. So I kind of had that going on. And then like within each day, I like sum up the total on top. And then within each week, I sum it up to the total of the week. And then in the monthly view, I kind of jot down my budget for each section of my spending. I broke it into three. I was trying to keep it simple: savings, hobby, and essentials. So those kinds. So I'm able to kind of like on a weekly view, kind of be like, okay, these two colors make up the essentials, these two color makes up my hobby. Am I kind of encroaching on the budget I set based on my income and based on my, like, you know, spendings?
Yeah.
So I'm loving it so far. I'm really, really enjoying it. I have the whole year in one book, and I may add like a few more pages based on the diversity of my investments next year. You know, if I'm doing some research or learning about some new things, I might add it in. So, but I think this book is all set. Like, I'm going to treat it like a planner that's like, you know, bound, because like all the pages are fixed. And I'm just going to try to use it and update it every day or like every week at the very least when I, you know, double check with my finance apps and all that stuff. And I love it. And I shared it with Elliot. He actually said it makes sense. And he's like, nice. Okay. Although, how much did you spend to buy that planner? I'm like, I'm not telling you that the answer to that question.
It's too much. It's fine.
It's a little bit too much. But I love it. And it's so professional. And the leather smells so good. It's the Leisha, which is
it's so good.
The smooth leather and like the red wine color. So now I do have the trio. I have the Bible in beige, the A5 in black, and the Leisha in wine. And I have my mini 5 in green. So kind of festive.
they're really cute together.
I just need one more size now to complete my collection, and that's
the mini 6.
The mini 6, which you have, actually.
I do have it. It still hasn't really seen the light of day very many times.
Oh my goodness. I think I want the brown one, I think, maybe. Or the blue one. We'll see. I kind of have a theme going on, a nature theme going on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the thing I want to share this week. My Plotter Finance Planner.
Yes. So my thing is a lot smaller, and I went to Muji. Yeah, a lot way cheaper. I went to Muji. I don't even know how much these were, because they were very inexpensive. So they're called Calendar Sticky Pad. I got S and L, so small and large.
You love monthly calendars.
I do. It's like, I might have said this already, but it's like my dad with flashlights. He would always buy a flashlight whenever he saw a new one. I always buy these whenever I see them.
Sorry, they're so tiny. They're so tiny. Like,
yeah, like this, the large is about the size as like a standard sticky note, just a little wider and a little shorter.
Right.
And then the small is like, I don't know, a standard square. This one's really tiny, though.
Oh, and they're dated.
Yeah.
Like, accordingly.
Yeah, that's the best part.
It's not like a fill-in-your-own-date sort of calendar.
Oh, no.
It's actually
I have plenty of those. But this is new and different because it's like, okay. I haven't even slapped this down yet, even though we're already halfway through.
Where
December,
would you slap these down on? That's
I
my
don't
question.
Know. April, I just see these things and then they end up in my home. And I, like, originally I was like, oh, I could put it in, hold on, where is it? In this Bushimen Pal. It would fit right over the monthly calendar that is printed on there. Like, what's the point of that? I don't know.
Him. Oh my goodness.
My life is a mess and calendars make me feel like maybe I have some kind of control over it.
It's funny because you have so many of those and I actually don't own any like terrible sticky monthly calendar thing. Like, you know how last year, was it you who got those from Daiso that were really cute and they're actually like stickers and then I was just like halfway through the year when I tried to do bullet journaling in my Archonolus.
Oh, yeah.
I could really use something like that instead of drawing my own. And then I don't have any. And no one sells those in the middle of the year. Like, literally, it's only available at the beginning of the year. So
I should have got some of these for you at Muji. I didn't even think about it. I was kind of like in and out of there. Like, I was doing other things that day. I'm like, okay, just a couple things.
Do they still have like a lot? Do they have any new stationery? I wonder. Like,
not really. They.
You know how we once talked about Muji coming out with those cool highlighter with the cool colors.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Did they ever make it here?
I don't think so. They do have a pretty good planner selection right now for 2022, which of course I was like, cool, but I literally don't need another one of these. Don't even look at me.
Don't even tempt me.
But, you know, whenever I go to Muji, I always get their cut cotton squares because I like them. And the toner, I restock on my toner from there. Those are like my essentials.
So you were there for business, not stationary.
Exactly. Business, not pleasure. Or wait, isn't stationary our business too?
Nice. Oh. All right, moving on to something we want.
Oh boy. Yeah, of course. My goodness.
We talked about the Iroshizuku three colors retiring before, and we also talked about the three new colors coming in only on our Stationery Cafe newsletter.
Right.
So now we're bringing it up to the table because I think it's almost here in the U.S. I feel like it should.
I hope so.
It launched, so the three new colors that are replacing the old, it was one of the brown, it was one of the blues colors from the Iroshizuku.
Yeah, Tsukushi, Inoho, and Tsukiyo. Tsuyukusa.
Oh, Tsuyukusa. Oh, yeah. That's the one I had.
No, Tsukiyo, if that was going away, I would cry a lot more.
Oh, but yeah, that's the other darker navy blue one.
Yes.
Anyway, so three colors went out from the Iroshizuku lineup from Pilot Ink, which is like one of their, you know, best-selling series, and the colors like inspired by nature. And they have three more coming in, and I love all three colors, Kelly.
They're so good.
We have a pink, we have a lime green, and we have like a viridian green. And I'm like, yes, I'm here for these three colors. But the pink is the one I'm really just like, I need a bottle of that. But let's talk about the greens first before I go into my pink train. Sui Gyoku actually will really match Twisby Jade because the name literally means jade. But this is the more like greener jade that I was imagining the Twisby Eco Jade should be. Like they both are jade, like they're named jade, but they were two very different spectrums of the greens shade of jade that we know of.
Personally, I don't really feel that ink in this pen. I'm holding up my Twisby Jade. It's a beautiful color though, but I know what you mean. It's like on the other spectrum.
Exactly. And I feel like this green is cold enough for me to like it. You know how I usually am kind of like, I'm not that into blue greens, you know?
What's up with that?
So Iroshizuku does have a blue green existing in their lineup. And that one I'm like, not that into. Yes. But this one has enough of a little bit of a lightness to it that I kind of like it.
I agree.
So I would feel, I would get a sample of this. The next green,
it's kind of like dappling sunlight in the ocean feel.
Nice. Like, that's a great
description. Like Finding Nemo or something. I'm getting Finding Nemo ocean vibes.
Oh my goodness, you're right. It does have that little bit of a
ink a lot. And
okay, the next green color is Hotarubi, which is the light from a firefly.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's like cute. This really limey yellowish green.
Yeah, if anybody has the Twisby Eco Tea that was that yellowish greenish highlighter color, it would match that perfectly, and I want to see someone post about that so I can drool over it.
It's like the sort of a neon-y yellow. I feel like it's kind of also gives me like cannery yellow vibes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit
of that. But, you know, Iroshizuku likes to be very naturey, so Hotaru be that's like that romantic flicker of fireflies. Yeah.
I think that's nice.
Don't they die after flickering, though? So.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think.
That's sad.
All right, I don't know. But last, I saved the best for the last, and this I want a 15-milliliter bottle of, because I still won't commit to, like, Iroshizuku's giant ink bottles. So
freaking huge, yeah.
So if I go to Vancouver at the end of this year and I see this at, like, Charel, which is one of those stores, I will buy it, because they sell 15-milliliter bottles. It's called Hana Ikada, and it's this gorgeous pink. Hana Ikada, have you heard of that saying, Kelly, in Japan?
No. I just know Hana means flower.
There's Hanami, right? Hanami, which is to view the flowers. And there's also like the Hana, like storm, like when the wind blows and like the
cherry blossom blizzard.
Cherry Blossom Blizzard. So Hana Ikada is another version of it, but it's cherry blossom on the river. You know, like when all the petals are just like floating on the water. Then in Japan, at parts of Tokyo, there's these parks where cherry blossoms hang over the canals and just cover it with petal. And then you could actually kayak or like do a little boat rafting through the river of flower petals. That's what Hana Ikada means, to raft through the river of cherry blossom petals.
Like, okay, so we're getting all three, right? 15 mils? Like, we can make that happen.
Oh my gosh. That imagery alone, like...
Oh, that's like, it. That's the... putting that in that cherry blossom...
pen that I have.
Pen? Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. So I was super excited when I saw this color, and I feel like I've been wanting a nice pink, and this would actually go really nice into my new strawberry pen as well.
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. Even though I don't like the Shizuoka strawberry.
Yeah. I'm sitting here scrolling through Jacob Fude Fan's Instagram, because he posted like three different papers with each of these colors, and like I feel like the Hana Ikada is reminiscent of the Sailor Gentle Peish that you and I split.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But a little bit different.
Is it, like, more pinkish? Like, more intense, I feel like, maybe?
I feel like it's, yeah, more on the red side and less on the pale side.
I like that. I want that pink. Yes.
And the Sui Gyoku can be the river of the Hana Ikada. I love ink like so that. Much. Makes me so happy to look at. I'm such a freak.
You're not a freak. Anyway, I love this ink, and I definitely can't wait to get my hands on them. And what are you? Well, yeah.
First, I wanted to say, speaking of, because you mentioned going to Vancouver, so... My boyfriend is taking a trip to Toronto, which is nowhere near Vancouver, but I was thinking about stationery stores in Canada. Or,
Paper Plus Cloth.
Yeah, Paper Plus Cloth and Wonder Pens.
With the cats.
So I'm thinking, if anybody is listening to this and wants to tell me where I should tell him to go, because like he's leaving on Christmas Eve. I'm like, why are you the worst? Buy me stationery. Because I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what's something he could get me that I couldn't get myself here. You know, send him on some errands for me.
Well, I know Paper Plus Cloth has some nice stamps that are like Malaysian.
Okay.
Yeah, like Black Milk Project, Black Milk Shop.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that brand. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hook me up, people.
They have a holiday gift guide video on their website.
Oh, very nice. Okay, that would be good viewing for him.
Yeah, but Wonder Pens would be a good place to go as well, I think.
I know, like, right? It's one of those things where I wish that I could just like join him for that day and just go with him and then come back. But it's so far away.
They have the Sailor Fika coffee ink, which... You probably
We don't have it yet at Oblation because it's been back ordered. Yeah, it's so annoying. I'm like, please.
Well, they have it.
Maybe we got it. I wasn't working today, so maybe we got it today. Who knows?
I'm just looking at it. Okay. Anyway, that's exciting. Well, what are you looking forward to getting yourself? If you ever are planning to get it.
If I ever get anything outside of my cute things from Japan order that we're going to talk about later when it arrives. So let's see. I was looking at, and I noted on here that they, I'm on Niko Neko Zakaya, that New York stationery store that April got to go to that I really want to go to someday. They did not mention who the creator is, but I'm pretty certain it's Oeda Letterpress. Do you think so, April? It's, but it doesn't actually say.
The style, right?
Yeah. But they're these thin, like, thin, narrow strip notepad things.
Monthly calendars, again, in a different form.
Well, because it's monthly and it's moonthly, because there's, like, moon phases.
I love it yeah. so much. I only saw yeah. the one where it's like Monday to Sunday, but then there's, yeah, you're right. There's one where it's like a yearly calendar where you can choose yes. January to January to Sunday, January to December, Monday to Sunday on the left side. And then on the right, it's like 1 to 31. So you can like, you know, do that yes. fancy collage thing where you circle the one you
it's
on.
Very collage-y. Yeah, it's the thing that's got like all the month and dates listed and you circle or highlight each one
or stamp like a little symbol on it, like that's what they demonstrated, like they right. stamp a little momiji on the date and stuff.
You know what's funny is when I saw that I was like, wow, why did they put that right there? But it's because they're highlighting it.
Kelly,
oh my gosh, wow, okay,
you're not familiar with the use.
But I don't know, they're cute and they're like $4.50 for a pad.
I know.
Like I said, they didn't actually say Ueda letterpress, but I'm just guessing. And they seem to have come out with a couple other ones, like this casual daily writing label book. That's a lot mm-hmm. of words, but it's a similar concept. Situation there.
Yeah.
I don't know, they're cute. I like these. I like these little things.
Ephemera heaven.
Yes.
Like. Yes. These are great. I'm gonna restrain myself from ordering. Though,
see, you can do it.
All right. Well, that's like the bulk of what we talked about, and you know, but to make up for the lack of content last week, let's mm-hmm. talk about more.
Yes, of course.
I want to talk about this thing everyone's talking about last week, which is the Kakimori nibs. Have you seen those things?
I have seen those things, and I was extremely skeptical because we all know what a flop the Drill Log was.
Yes, I was about to say, like, after Drill Log came out and, like, trying to make a splash, kind of stirred some ripples.
More like they made a drop. Not a splash, anyway.
Well, again, this one, Kakimori made a metal nib, and I think it actually works this time.
It looks real good, yeah.
And because a lot of people have bought it, a lot of people swatch with it, used it, and I think it looks really good. So again, it's the same concept. Instead of glass nip dip pens or like those regular dip pens, these are like a little, they look like little bullets, I guess, like a little tapers to the end. And then there's grooves yes. that comes down the sides of that metal part. It comes in like brass color, metal color, I think. And then you can just put them
brass,
into your...
brass, stainless steel, and they mm-hmm. also make a glass one, too. But
they have a glass one, too.
The really yeah. cool part is they, like, the end of the nib, it's one of those things that you can stick into a nib holder. So,
exactly. It fits into many kinds, like a universal fit to all standard yeah. nib holders.
Which is honestly like, hey there, that's really cool.
And it looks like you still are able to achieve variations of width by holding the yeah. angles of the pen differently, which, you know, the Drill Log was just kind of like, I think, one dimensional.
Right, straight up and down like a freak.
And like you have to hold really far out from the pen because your hand's gonna get stained by this thing. Anyway, enough about the Drill Log. This looks like it's gonna be a bop. Like I think it's making
it
quite
sure
the splash.
Does.
A lot of people are buying it, and you can buy like, you know, the Kakimori holders. I feel like Kakimori is just very good at making these really nice looking and like simple minimalistic designs.
It's like Japanese companies really know what they're doing. They do. Like, seriously, everything. I love this Sakura so wood nib holder. Like, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not like, something I would want to spend a ton of money on. It's only $35, but
it's not too expensive, too. Yeah. And it definitely feels durable. And I feel like in the community, a lot of people are dabbling into inks now. And this is like the perfect tool, you know, if you want to swatch inks.
You don't want to
like...
break it when you're cleaning it, like Kelly has done at least four times.
So I guess you're not getting the glass nibs, okay.
I've given up on glass nibs.
And like, you know, with people using ink samples, this is like the perfect nib to kind of utilize small amounts of inks without putting them into pens. And I think actually a lot of people are probably running to this issue, which is, okay, I have like two fountain pens and like 30 ink samples. What do I do?
I just heard a customer say that the other day, and I was like, well, he could buy a couple more pens.
Oh, wait, I know, we've all been there. And so I think this dip pen solution is coming at the very nice time. And I think very fitting with the trend in the Japanese market, as we've discussed many times as well. Like ink is the deal here.
Ink is the new black. Color is the new black.
Oh, but glass pen, though, I kind of want to mention briefly that cool glass pen that CY got at Bungu Joshihaku from Power Glass, the one that looks like a unicorn, that has like a unicorn little thing on top.
Yeah.
And it would have been so cool if you had gotten that and I had gotten the melon soda pen from Power Glass. Like, we would have been such a cute pair, but you hate glass dip pens, so.
I don't hate them. They hate me. They're not up to
your caliber of excitement and enthusiasm.
You got that right.
When it comes to inks.
Actually, my buddy Morgan, now I have to tell her I mentioned her on this podcast, and she'll be like, oh my gosh. She's one of my best friends, and she's been slowly getting into stationery stuff, just little bits at a time. And I got her a glass dip pen from Shigure for her birthday this year. And like, you know, she's brought it over a couple times if we're doing something together, like journaly style. And she's like, Kelly, you can't touch this. I know how you are with glass pens. She's like, I know you bought it for me, but you don't get to touch it.
Like, okay, when you come up to Seattle, I may not let you touch my sweet potato glass pen.
Hey, you know, that's totally valid. I'm not offended by that. I deserve it.
I deserve it. Because the fact that you actually broke it while cleaning it is just kind of funny.
It's just every time, that's how I did it. It's just, I get too excited to move on to the next ink. I'm like, let's get all the ink out of here. Like, crack. Okay.
All right. So what's that final thing you want to talk about? This really cool planner. I thought we were over planners already.
What? I'm never over planners. I'm never over looking at new planners, but I'm not going to buy any new ones. Please hold me to that. Okay. The notebook M365, made in Japan, of course. I noticed the kind of high price point. It's like 8,000 yen for one of these. That's like 80 bucks. It's kind of a lot. And that's us saying that. I mean, even Hobonichis are only like, you know, if you get a 40-ish. Cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe 40, 50 without the cover, of course. But this one's kind of interesting because it looks like it has, like, I'm sure you guys have heard of the Dutch door. In fact, I think I've talked about it on here before. When you're like, it's popular in the bullet journaling community when they want to like maybe have a future log span across a couple different pages, but they like cut part of the page off, so it's this like little flippy situation.
Right.
So this, I think this book kind of has that built into it. It seems. Which is kind of interesting. I feel like that might, since it's like on every month they do that, I feel like that might put bulk in weird spots on the pages. But
it's a weird look. Like, I feel like you guys have to come to the Instagram and check out what this book looks like. Yes. Basically, between each monthly page, there's a little shorter version of the page that kind of is stuck in between, but if you flip it to either side, it gives you an extension of that type of calendar, because on one side is the monthly block and the other side is kind of like a Gantt chart, kind of like a habit tracker style. But then of course it's not like the dimension of the book looks like a giant like rectangle square.
It looks like A4. Is it A4?
It's very big. It's actually a very big book. And then so to fully have that full calendar, you needed the Dutch door extra flip out to show the whole thing. But it would look weird if the other side's blank. So let's actually make that the extension of the second planner. But I think their concept, which is really funny, they keep saying the right brain.
The right brain.
It stimulates the right brain. Like the
scheduled with the right brain. That's what the English translation says.
Right brain, left brain, right? Like, which one is which? Yeah. Is right brain
I always forget. I think left... one? Yes, I think left brain is the math people, like your husband.
Yes. And the right brain is the creative ones.
That's us.
Which is us. So this is like, they're saying because...
No shame if you're a left brain person.
I want to be a left brain person. I know, right? Too. I wish I'm a left brain person. But anyway... It's kind of like it stimulates the right brain because the playfulness, I think, of the flipping and the fact that you are looking at different layouts at the same time, it kind of has that creativity moment to it. Which, to be honest, if you break down all the buzz talk of this marketing, it's just not a planner. Any planner could be could stimulate the right brain, but. They won a good design award with this one.
They did,
For 2021, just by this whole concept. So, go M365.
I know, right? And they have, like, increased memo pages. They did this cool page that's just, like, looks like a enlarged Sudoku square, like a 3x3 situation, and it's like I put 9 squares to write the goal for 2022. Sorry, this is like a Google translation, but
I really like the other Google translation that says I think that I can enrich my life by using the functions of the human brain. Like, yes, you do that every day.
Yeah, but it's got like that cute little like square writing in your goals for 2022. I thought that was kind of a cute idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these are a funky one.
It's cute. It's a black and it's got this gold color like band to keep it close. I think this is a good planner. Like it should be a planner. I don't think this is like a journal type of book. I think this is a good planner and scheduler for work where you put it next to your laptop. Or something like that.
Yes. I like that.
You have the monthly view, and then you have like a daily sort of like add task section, and that's it. And it's cool. It's symmetrical. It's cute, and well, a little bit cute. It's chic, I think, and professional.
Yes,
looking.
I like that. Chic.
And you get to use your right brain, guys. Anyway, that's a great one, though. I think I also came across it on Instagram, but I was like, isn't it just like another desk planner? But
yes. Or is it?
It won't work. If it has like really nice paper, like Tomoe River paper or something, that could have been cool.
Yeah.
To see. All right. So yeah, that's basically it for this week. And actually, listeners, thank you for supporting us throughout this year. This is actually the last happy hour of 2021.
Yeah, I want to apologize. Well, I mean, it's not really my, well, I guess it sort of is my fault. I had a kerfuffle with my brand new laptop, and it's it was entirely my fault. I may or may not have accidentally spilled coffee all over it, so that's why we canceled for Wednesday last week. I wasn't sure if I was gonna tell people, but
and when Kelly told me that, I was like, well, how much is that cup full? Like 8 ounce, 12 ounce? Like, is it like just a
like probably
water
8 ounce? Yeah, no thing. It was the whole thing. It was and it was so, you know, I wanted to share that because I just want people to know that like it really sucked and it's not cheap to repair, but you know, life goes on. It's not the end of the world. I didn't hurt anybody. My cat didn't get hurt. My mom didn't get hurt. It was just my pride, really. So, you know, mistakes happen. And if I was perfect, it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. I'm just kidding.
No, that is true, though. And like, also, you know, partly my thing too for the last week of the year, last week of the month, where we usually would have released another episode, I'm going off to Vancouver, so I'm not here to record. Maybe I'll do something with Job if I meet him.
If you meet him, I hope you do. You have to get coffee with him. Oh my gosh.
Grab coffee with Job, but don't worry.
That's like the dream.
Because Kelly's coming up over New Year's, and we're going to record something fun for the first week of 2022. Oh, my goodness.
And I know, and I'm going to be a lot more relaxed after that happens, after Christmas is over.
Me too. I'm so excited for the end of the year to come. And on that note too, I also want to share, you know, Kelly and I have been running Patreon since May this year. We launched a Patreon for the Stationery Cafe. It's been super exciting. And I think we're going to make some changes to the structure in the coming year. So that actually means we're going to make it more accessible for everyone to view the happy hour videos that we record. We try to record when there's no technical difficulties.
Yeah, exactly.
and so people can watch us talk about this like on video, and when we share more pictures and stuff. And then we also want to just kind of open it up for to more things and possibilities. So stay tuned to our Patreon if you want to see the details. And we may or may not be selling some of our extra Stationery Cafe mugs. So
yes,
hit us
there's
up.
There's a few of those.
So look forward to that. And as always, you can find us on Instagram at the Stationery Cafe, where we share the photos and the things that we talk about in happy hour. I look forward to still speaking with more stationery lovers on my own for the occasional episodes for the Stationery Cafe as well, and I look forward to bringing them to you in 2022 as well. And yes, as always, thank you for your support, Kelly, and I really appreciate it. And we hope you have a wonderful new year. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, April.